Hey guys, it's GPD. It's Sunday, and we just got back from the Microsoft press conference. I am here with
Thorbon
and
Shipwreck.
Get that excitement level up, boys. Come on. It's the first day of E3, or the second day. Saturday doesn't count. I don't care who holds a press conference on Saturday. Can't get my ass in here. So we just got back from watching the Microsoft press conference, actually in attendance at the Microsoft press conference, and we're going to give you our thoughts on it right now. So get ready. I guess the first bit of news was they announced the name of Scorpio, which was Xbox One X.
Not S.
It's not X. Right, S was taken.
Everybody be sure to enunciate well.
Right. If you have a lisp or something, it might be difficult to know what Xbox you're talking about.
Especially when you're buying one.
Right. You don't want to. Well, you'll know when the check comes. Yeah. You'll either be like, "Oh, that's a great deal," or "Holy shit, that's a lot of money." So, what
the
do we?
Name's fine.
The name's fine.
I don't know. What are you going to name these things? Really? Like, you can't. You have to have Xbox One in the name because it's
Elite is taken.
It's part of the Xbox One family, yes. Which they have.
Family of devices.
Family of devices, yes. So, yeah, and it abbreviates into Xbox.
XBX?
Xbox socks. XOX.
XOX.
I think that's what people are going with on the internet. But that doesn't really work great. But it's fine, whatever. I think Elite would have been better, but they already shot their load with that one, I think. But whatever. It doesn't really matter. Should we go right to talking about the price at this point?
Yeah.
Get it all out of the way?
Let's do it in the opposite order of what they did.
Well, yeah, as expected.
Let's do it in the Keeley order. The Jeff Keeley order of announcing the price before the thing is named.
Right.
$500. It's what both you and I said on the CADcast, GP. We both said $500.
Did we win a free Xbox One X?
We did not. Oh. Not yet. Maybe if we go tell somebody that we predicted that price. It's the logical price if you look at it. It seems like if you look at it from just strictly like not looking at Sony, like if you just look at what the device is and them pricing it competitively based upon the device itself, $500 seems like a pretty good price for what's in there tech-wise.
Right. The question is it going to be worth it to a large audience of people? And that answer is probably no.
It's double the price since they're $250, and then sometimes they go down to like, you know, $240 or whatever. You know, the S model.
Yeah, I've seen them the S bundled with a game for like $230 at Costco, and you know, with Minecraft, which is a game that people, you know, care about and want. I think you know by holiday time you could see the 1S down to $200. But obviously this thing is still going to be $500, and I think that's a tough sell for a lot of people, especially since most people don't have a 4K TV now. I mean, I just did a poll on my Twitter account, and, you know, the people who follow me on Twitter are obviously hardcore gamers who are in touch with technology probably a lot more than most people, and a vast majority was like, you know, 70% or something had 1080p or worse maximum resolution on their TV.
That giant screen they had, they said that was 4K, right?
That's what they said.
Okay.
We were at a bad angle their defense. We came
no,
a little late.
I think
Shipwreck had the best angle.
I did have the best angle. I was three into the row. We were like at the very side of the stage. We were close to the stage. But I was a little bit more of inward in the crowd. I think the 4K, I was having a hard time telling a difference at the very beginning when they were doing, like, these are games that have already been out, and this is what they look like in 4K, like in their little montage at the beginning. Like, I couldn't really tell a difference. But then once they put Forza up there, which was clearly developed in 4K, then you can see a difference. I still don't think it's definitely not like a generational jump from one to the other. And it still seems kind of hodgepodgey, like especially on like the enhanced stuff. You can tell that this was developed over here and then enhanced up. It just doesn't have the textures and everything aren't quite right. But I don't know. There is a difference in visual quality. Whether or not that means anything right now.
Well, I think for people who don't have a 4K TV, and they, you know, Microsoft is trying to say that there are benefits to having a X if you have a 1080p.
They said like one sentence about it.
Super sampling is what.
Right. Do you know what that is? I know what it is. I don't think it's that exciting. It's basically it's going to render the games at 4K and then downsample it to 1080p, which looks better than
1080p.
Right. But how much better? And will the most gamers be able to tell the difference? And I think it's probably not that big of a difference.
Well, I'm willing to wait and see once we see what these things look like on 1080p's. Like, because, yeah, if it's better, then they can sell some more of them.
But even still, even if it was like a really noticeable difference, the price gap is so big that it's going to be a small, very small percentage of all Xbox One sold are going
to
be.
Oh, yeah, X's. Yeah. No, I'm just talking personally whether I need to buy one of these or not.
Right.
Because right now I see no reason. I have a 1080p projector, and 4K projectors are way overpriced right now. So I don't have any benefits currently. I know there's the potential for it to run at 60 frames per second. Is that the hope? That never works out the way it seems like everybody's like, oh, yeah, now it can run at 60 frames per second.
Right. So Forza, the new Forza game was running at 60 frames per second, and they made a point of mentioning that. But the other...
1080p or...
You're saying... if the game is developed to run... It's basically what it's going to do is if it's... It's not going to take a 30 frame per second game and make it 60 frames per second. If it's a 30 frames per second game that's not like running at a rock solid 30 frames per second, then it could make it a solid 30 frames per second. Or same thing with the 60 frames per second game. It can shore up the frame rate. It's not going to boost it up just because you have more powerful hardware there. It's got to be developed that way.
Right, and I think that's the misconnect on everything, or the disconnect. I don't know if misconnect is something. is that people think it's going to turn their 30 frames per second games into 60 frames per second games.
No.
Right.
A 1080p, you mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they think they're going to get some value there. I don't know. It's smaller? Does that matter?
Well, that was surprising. I think most people probably expected it to be bigger because cooling, but okay. No, but no one's spending that kind of money to get a slightly smaller Xbox. It's a artisanal Xbox, basically.
That's
boutique Xbox.
It's a boutique Xbox, and
it's like in the old days, like rappers would get like gold plated Game Boy Advance SPs and stuff like that. And now it's I got my.
This is direct from the company, basically. Yeah, I mean, that's the audience, really. I mean, it's for a select group of people who have 4K TVs, which is a small subset of all gamers, and who are willing to spend $500 on a console.
I had people on my Twitter feed, though, telling me that they have 1080p TVs and they're still going to upgrade to this.
Well, you know, those people like video games and they want to get the latest and greatest console.
I'm that person, though.
I know, I like and you're not sold.
And I'm not sold on it.
Well, you're more reasonable, though, I think.
I don't know.
Well, maybe they're anticipating getting a 4K TV in the near future and they're just...
Why don't you buy the 4K TV first and then... Get the Xbox One X.
Because the Xbox One X is cheaper than the 4K TV. Well, not necessarily, actually.
No, it's not. Because I go to Walmart and I look at all these damn websites and it's just like $500.
But no HDR on those.
Maybe.
Right, that's the thing too is there's not like standard 4K right now. It's not like you're going out there and buying a 4K TV, the cheap ones, and getting like the top of the line.
Right. There's with HDR and without.
And then your receiver has to be able to do 4K, or you have to have some way of right. running the 4K through your sound system. It's just a mess right now.
There's a lot of things working against people getting into 4K gaming, I guess, is what we're saying. And no matter, even if the price was $400, it's still a lot of money. There's a big difference between $250 and $400. And it's hard to make that sale, I think, to a lot of gamers. And I don't know that Microsoft did a good job of making the case during the press conference. I thought it was a good press conference because they showed a lot of games and they didn't waste time with you know, streaming video, or like some people said, like they're going to show it as like a smart home hub.
A little bit of Mixer.
But very little. I mean, come on. If you were placing bets, you would probably think that they're going to spend like 5 to 10 minutes kicking right. in.
They
kicking
spent about. As much time on Mixer as they did on 1080p TVs.
Right. It was just like a taste of, like they mentioned it a couple of times. They didn't like dwell on it.
No VR.
Which was good, I think. But they did show a lot of games, and it was basically just one game after another. And at that point, it's really about, do these games appeal to you or not?
It got very confusing because that splash of, like, Xbox One, world premiere, blah, blah, blah. Like, I forget what is on what and what is launched and what is...
Well, there was Xbox One console exclusive. There was...
World premiere.
World premiere, but there was also Xbox One launch exclusive. The word exclusive was mentioned a lot.
I think there was also Xbox One exclusive.
Yes. Well, yes.
Probably for Crackdown. No, and Windows 10.
Right.
Xbox One X.
There were
a lot of weird...
I felt like they did a good job knowing that, you know, what gamers wanted to see in a press conference, which is... the word exclusive and games, and not guys standing on stage talking about stats or, you know, streaming video or smart home.
There wasn't a lot of telling you what the game was going to be, that type of stuff. It was like, here's the game.
Rapid fire.
Right, here's the game. You can figure out what it is. We're not going to just make up what we intend this game to be, what the vision is.
No one pretend played their game, did they?
Maybe
that Forza, I think they were pretending.
Because they
were switching back and forth, and it seemed like they were knew exactly when to show the right moments.
Oh, okay, so there's usually a lot more to that.
Yeah, well, I think, like I said, I think they did a good job of like getting away from like sort of getting the bullshit off the stage, basically, and just showing games, which is good.
So let's get through the games quickly.
Okay.
Forza Horizon 7 was the first game they showed, right?
Yep.
Yeah, you know, and honestly,
they
like
had a car.
They unveiled the new Porsche.
Mm-hmm. It was great.
We were probably like 10 feet away from.
We were very close. Very close to that Porsche. It was funny because like as they spun the
thing, I kept thinking I could jump that rail and like.
Right. I don't. Yeah. And then what?
I don't know, shout at video game deals a lot.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we were wondering, like, who that appeals to in the audience, like
who's it's that? A business deal, right? That's the only reason it's there, is it's got, they've, Porsche and Microsoft have to have some kind of business deal where the cars are in the game, and they've worked something to where it somehow benefits them financially to show this car at the Xbox conference.
Yeah, I guess so.
Nobody is excited that they're showing this car.
Except the 500 fan fest people who are in the audience.
I don't even know. They didn't even seem that excited that they were showing a car. they are all about the video games. Forza's one of those weird things where it sells like crazy, but it's not to the traditional video game audience, a lot of it.
It's the Madden people. The people who buy Madden and NHL.
They like to look at cars.
And Madden, you know, the Call of Duty people, they like that game.
My laptop crashed. That's not good.
Okay, we'll go from there.
Yeah, so they showed Assassin's Creed Origins.
I played Assassin's Creed 2 like 5 years after it came out, and I was like, wow, this is dated. And that was it for me.
Well, now you're time to jump back in. It'll be so fresh for you now.
It is Origins and it is Egypt, but I don't know. I'd rather play Shadow of War, to be honest. You want to talk? Go ahead and talk about.
No, I mean, I don't know what else to say about Origins.
It looked like they were trying some new stuff with the eagles. You could use.
Yeah.
Like, you could see through
their
eyes.
Is that all new, like the magic stuff? Because, like, there was a giant, weird, mystical snake and a lot of stuff that didn't look like, you know, traditional, like. You're in a computer program and it's supposed to simulate the past
right,
or whatever.
Right. It's like sort of a break from strict reality,
yeah.
I guess. Like there's monsters.
Yeah.
And it said more RPG elements.
It didn't really, I don't know. What they showed didn't really capture my attention. I don't know if it's the Egypt setting or.
Have you played past ones?
Yes. I have played a lot of the past ones.
Okay.
Pretty much all of them. I don't think I finished.
Even China and Russia and those.
I've played some.
Oh, damn.
Yes.
Even the freak games?
The 3DS ones, I've played those. I have not finished all of them, but I have played my fair share of Assassin's Creed through the years. But yeah, we can talk about Shadow of War because I think that's a logical. That was later in the presentation, but.
But it's a AAA third party game. Oh, there's my computer rebooting.
Yay!
2007 MacBook. 2006? I don't know. Something.
But yeah, Shadow of War looked cool. Like, I liked the ending when they showed, like, a bajillion orcs.
Your army. Your orc army.
That's badass. I really liked the first game, and I liked doing the whole Nemesis system and everything. And I wish people would steal that Nemesis system and put it in their games, but that never really happened. So.
Yeah, it gives the bad guys a lot more personality and.
Yeah.
Sort of makes the whole thing more interesting, but yeah, no one really aped that from them. No.
Yeah, this looks really good. This looks like something I'm going to enjoy playing because I know some people will be upset that there was so much dialogue, but
it was a little wordy the orc seemed really intelligent.
Yeah,
I'm okay with that. I don't care about it. Like, I don't even see this as a Lord of the Rings. Game.
It's its own thing.
It's its own thing. They've kind of tied in that license, but everybody's kind of tired of the Lord of the Rings license, so they're trying to make it interesting.
Less stuffy.
Yeah, and I think they've done that. Like, I enjoyed listening to the dialogue that was in there. I'm a story-driven type guy with my games anyways, so it seemed like I want to make a friend with that orc. Like,
I
want to hang out with Bruce the orc.
I think his name was Bruce, actually.
Bruce. I definitely Bruce.
Bruce, yeah, Bruce. He looks like a Bruce.
But yeah, no, I thought that looked great. Like, of the AAA stuff, that was one of the better ones because a lot of this presentation was indie games or stuff I would consider the next tier down from AAA. You had, I know, Thorbond's interested in the Metro.
Yeah,
that looked pretty hot.
Yeah, did you guys play the last two?
Yeah.
Yeah, like those games are awesome. I like the story behind. Have you ever? There was a good story. The guy who wrote the Metro books, like he works with those guys and stuff, which is cool. But like the guy who wrote The Witcher, like was just like, give me all my money up front, no royalties. So he got screwed so bad.
Oh, because The Witcher sold.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, it was sort of against the odds, right? Yeah. But yeah, that looked really good. Yeah. I'm definitely interested in that. Was that an exclusive of some sort? Yes. Launch console exclusive?
I think it said world premiere.
But you could have world premieres along with exclusives. It wasn't an either or situation.
See, their system worked. They confused us. We don't know what's happening.
Right. I now associate it with Xbox.
Right. Which is good, I guess. No, that definitely is something. I did see it.
It looked good. I liked that there was a lot more, well, at least what they showed, the little bit they showed. There was more above ground stuff because if it follows chronologically with the story, that would make sense. And even though we've only played two of those games, the going through the tunnels could get a little bit. I'd get a little bit of fatigue of that if it was all go through this tunnel again.
But we should definitely have more Russian strippers. You remember that part?
No, but you do. I'm gonna pretend I do, so you don't seem like awkward, right? They also showed off Battlegrounds. PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, which is a console launch exclusive. I'm reading it. My computer rebooted, and I can read it. And that is a quote from Forbes.
That game is huge.
Huge. And as soon as I play that game, do you remember on the CADcast, I said someone's going to have this dude on the stage at their E3 conference, and it's a good. They should. It's. I mean, not like it was really hard to predict that happening because it's a good game. So yeah, that sounds like a timed exclusive. And it's coming.
I think what it is it's a game. I think it's a game preview game, and that's why it's on. Because it's an early access game right now.
Right. That does make sense.
And Xbox is the only one who does that game preview stuff on console. So
they showed State of Decay 2, which looked a little janky after all the other stuff that they had shown. But I'm not a State of Decay guy.
It looks way better than State of Decay 1, the Xbox Live Arcade game. So.
Okay. they showed off Minecraft. 4K Minecraft is coming. I know everybody's been waiting for the 4K Minecraft. That's a being sarcastic.
I was surprised they showed the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, I noticed they showed that and not the PlayStation. That was like, they were trying to like say, hey, we're all in this together, but not quite all. But it will work on, you know, all devices can play with each other now, even PlayStation, even though they didn't render one.
For that game, will you still have to pay for Nintendo Online and it's also using Xbox Live?
If you're playing on the Switch, you mean?
Yeah.
No, well, you would.
If you just have Minecraft, if you have Minecraft on Switch and your buddy has it on Xbox One, then you can play it.
But they said it. I mean, it's using the power of Xbox Live in the background.
Oh.
To do this.
No, because you can play. I'm sure you can play on your iPad, and it'll.
But you're paying Nintendo's that you so you can play on Xboxes online.
Yeah. Well, you're getting used to, you're getting, you know, taking advantage of that awesome app that's coming with the voice chat. Yeah. You know, that cuts.
No, I thought, joking aside, I thought I could tell a difference in 4K on Minecraft.
Yeah, those lighting and shadows. Yeah. And
well, that was, you mean once they improved the graphics? Because they have that graphic patch or whatever that's coming out, the super awesome
super
graphics.
Super graphic.
Oh, you meant before that?
Before that, it was just clearer. It just cleaned it up a little bit. I don't know. I'm not anti-Minecraft. I don't play it. But I realize how huge it is. So, then they also showed that Dragon Ball game, speaking of stuff that I'm not huge on. But that looked...
That was a fan favorite.
That looked cool. I don't play fighting games, but that looks cool.
Yep, looked like the cartoon. They showed...
Anime.
Anime, sorry. Right. I should know better. They showed Ship of Thieves.
Is that?
Sea.
I don't think that's the
Sea of Thieves. Sea of Thieves. Ship of Fools. Sea of Thieves.
You're looking at me.
Right.
That has progressed a lot since the last time we saw it. It looks like there's an actual game there. In the past, all we've seen is like the ship-to-ship combat type stuff.
Right.
This looks more interesting. The off-the-ship stuff, going to find treasures on islands, going under the sea.
Did they ever open the treasure chest?
Yeah, right? Didn't they?
I'm not sure.
I don't. There were some other treasure chests involved in this press conference, so.
There's a lot of treasure.
I am interested in that game, but I'm also concerned that it's going to require a squad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it seems like.
It's like Minecraft.
And I need to find out more. Like, are you constantly having to deal with other pirates? Are you playing in your own world?
I think it's just a server-based pirate game where you just...
And the other pirates are other players, human players.
You just run around, just like kind of like the Minecraft servers.
Ganking each other.
Yeah. But it looks more than Minecraft, because you have... It looked like there was actual progression and...
RPG style,
RPG
yeah.
stuff in there.
Oh, all right.
So, if it has local co-op, I might be more interested in that, because I can see that being something that Mrs. Shipwreck and I could play. I don't know. It looked a lot better than it did last year.
Yeah. No, it looks like something I would check out. They showed Cuphead again and made fun of themselves.
Yeah.
And they have a release date now, which I forgot. November?
September 29th.
Yeah, September 29th.
Somebody's paying attention.
Oh, yeah. The reason that game has been taking forever is because when the very first time they showed it, it was just a boss rush. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
It was supposed to be just a boss rush game.
But the reception was so good that they decided to build a whole game around it.
A platformer, yeah. That's why it's taken forever.
Okay. And another game that seems like it's taking forever, which was shown with a date, is Crackdown 3.
Oh, hell yeah.
And featuring Terry Crews. That was a surprise, right? The one they hadn't shown that before, right?
Yeah. I was disappointed last year when they didn't show anything Crackdown 3. And this
right.
year they finally showed it.
I was disappointed when they showed Terry Crews and, you know, standing on the roof and everything, and it looked amazing. I was like, wow, this 4K shit, it's worth $500.
And that was just a video of Terry Crews.
Right. And then the game, they showed the game, and I'm like, oh.
I like the art style.
Okay.
It's definitely looks like an updated Crackdown art style. The Tron-looking color scheme with the cartoony looking guys.
I mean, the last time I played Crackdown was 10 years ago, so.
Right, that's really, yeah, it's a long time.
I never played Crackdown 2 because they're like, it's the same world. And I'm like, well, I like exploring worlds, and if it's the same world, why would I play it? And then no one bought it, I think.
So I hope.
I played it.
I played it. It was so short, though.
Yeah.
Oh, it was just like, it was like 4 hours.
Yeah, it was
super short. It was fun while it lasted. I look forward to checking it out. Hopefully we can get our hands on it at the show to see really like if 4K makes this game look special somehow. But let's see what else we got here. We talked about Shadow of Mordor.
No, Shadow of War.
Shadow of War. They went back. They're doubling down on backwards compatibility and having original Xbox titles.
A really big pop, and I don't know why exactly.
From like, the fans, from the 500 fans.
Yeah, from the FanFest people.
I mean, if very few people are spending a lot of time, rather, playing Xbox 360 games, you can imagine it's going to be a really small amount of time spent playing original Xbox games.
If they get out, like games that are like super like licensed and super hard to like I would play Jet Grind Radio Future and some other things that are like
classic
Bogged Down, you know, whatever. But like if it's I just go to the next game I have in my huge backlog.
No, so. I think most people are like that.
I have a hard time complaining about them. Like
you can't complain about it.
Giving Xbox.
It's fan service. Right. It's fan service, and that's fine.
Yeah, I have no issue with it. If they're cheap, like if they're $5 a pop or something like that, I might download.
I'm sure it will be a games with gold. many games with gold games.
That's actually like a good plan. You know, it's probably a cheap way for them to add. Game Pass is what I was thinking of. Yeah, Game Pass. So it's a way to make that library bigger and have more value. For that $10 subscription,
and there's a lot. They have a lot of. If you think about it, they left a lot of their IP back on Xbox. They showed Crimson Skies, but their
Conquer, and Reloaded. And
Conquer was Xbox 360, right?
No.
Then they put out another version of it though. It's on the Rare Collection, isn't it?
Yeah. You're right.
The MechWarrior games. Mech Assault games that were on Xbox were great. Those got left behind. You got some Project Gotham racing stuff back.
These are all 4:3 ratio games, right? Like,
yep.
Some of them might have been widescreen at that point, I think.
I can't remember.
I think some of the later Xbox games at least did that, had the ability to, I think. I don't remember, though.
All right, they also announced that some existing Xbox One titles will be getting 4K updates for Xbox One X for free. Gears 4, Forza Horizon 3, Halo Wars 2. They also showed a bunch of third-party games that are going to get updates, such as, I think, the new Final Fantasy game, Injustice 2.
Slime Rancher, I saw. There were a lot. They had a very...
It's like 30 games, I think, that scrolled by there. Which is okay. I mean, it's something. And then they closed out the conference with Anthem, the new EA.
That reminded me a lot IP. Of Destiny.
Yeah, I think that's what they're going for there. They're making a Destiny style game, but with a more emphasis on like flying, you know, or quick movement around the map, basically. But it seems like that's what they're going for with, like, co-op action with loot, basically. I mean, it looked ridiculous. The graphics were pretty amazing. When is that coming out?
2018.
Okay.
So probably 2019.
Right. I don't know.
It seems like there was a lot more games, and I know that we didn't catch everything, but there was a lot of games, like Ori 2. Was in there. That'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of smaller budget games were shown.
Yes, but there was a lot of stuff that I will definitely play. Like there was that Lucky whatever.
Lucky's the Hit, Fox. Which is not a VR game.
Well, they kind of recoup some stuff. Super Lucky's Hit.
Oh, is that why that looked familiar?
That's, yeah.
Yeah, it's, okay. That's the Oculus built.
That was the free Oculus game.
Ah, okay.
You got an Oculus Rift, you got Lucky's Tale. Got it. Play
I don't know if that's the same. I never looked at it on that, so I don't know if it's the same game or if this is something new or what.
I didn't know.
But there's a lot of stuff that I'll play from this press conference. Just not a whole lot that got me, like, goosebumps or fired up.
I'm looking forward to Shadow of War, Metro Exodus, Crackdown 3, and then Life is Strange Before the Storm. Have you guys played Life is Strange?
No.
You should play Life is Strange.
Okay. You think I'd be interested in teen girls' lives?
I like playing it because I've never played a game where I felt like I was a teenage girl. I'm like, whoa, this is deep. This is some deep shit being a teenage girl.
I feel like Wombat should play that game since he's going to have a teenage girl in 4 years. He should better get used to it.
It's a deep game. It was really, really good.
All right. I like those indie type games. I like games like that. Could be something I'd check out. Overall, I'd say I thought it was a pretty good press conference, just in that they showed a lot of games and didn't sort of bore us with, you know, executives on stage yapping about, I don't know, things that aren't games.
Yeah, the guy introduced the guy for Anthem. That was little.
That was fast, though. I mean, I think that was fast. I think, like, you know, you can argue that they didn't have enough first-party stuff, and I think that's a fair argument.
Yeah. What do they got? Crackdown 3, Sea of Thieves, Forza.
No Halo.
No Halo. No Gears. No. They had a Fable game. They showed a Fable game.
Fable Hearthstone is what it looked like.
Yeah.
I showed that real quick.
Yeah, just enough so I could tell it was Hearthstone.
Well, I think Sea of Thieves was definitely taking on some of the Fable stuff, like. You could tell
even the art style.
The art style, and then like, okay, now we're on land, and we're like the fighting, the hand to hand fighting, and everything is like this.
You got skeletons,
right? Skeletons. You got muskets. This it was like this looks familiar.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it was a decent press conference. I don't think, you know, I don't think it's going to blow anybody away, but I don't think like it was bad by any stretch of the imagination. I think it was fine.
It was last year, in my opinion.
Okay. I think, you know, Sony's in a good position to have a really stronger press conference, but we'll have to wait and see. That's tomorrow, right? No. Tomorrow?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, tomorrow. Yes.
Okay.
5 p.m.
All right. Great. Well, that's it for today, I think. I think we'll be back tomorrow with some more of these. Thanks for listening.